Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. I want to thank Jeremy Springer once again for a not surprising but always appreciated energetic and fun interview in our weekly coordinator chat from Foxborough.
I would dare say lively.
Yeah. No, he's fun. That's a guy that just, I mean, you never really know, but it seems like he would be fun to be around as a player. That's the guy you have to be in meetings with and different things that, you know, assigning you to watch old school because you're not cultured enough and things of that nature. He seems like he would be, and as a coworker, I bet you the other coaches like working around him because he seems like he's going to bring energy and a smile and like a happy-go-lucky attitude. He's kind of like a golden retriever or something. Like, everybody's going to be happy when they're around Jeremy Springer because he's that kind of personality. And the Patriots special teams, I think he's been pretty good. I mean, certainly Borregales has settled in. I'll be honest with you, I can't think of an issue with Julian Ashby, the rookie long snapper.
Seems to have done a fine job this year.
Those are the guys that, as long as you don't even know their name or talk about them, means they're doing a good job.
Yes.
Until you do a snow angel in a big game and then you become famous like Lonnie Paxton. Other than that, you want to fly way under the radar.
Yeah, you don't want anyone mentioning your name. You want zero press in the area as well.
We do have some, as we await Trags, we do have some injury update news here on Jelani Tavai, not injury related, and Ramondre Stevenson from the lips of the head coach, Mike Vrabel, down in Foxborough.
The only injury, no injury update. The only update for the game, Jelani Tavai he'll be out for the game. That'll be non-injury related. That'll be all that I'll talk about at this time. So that's the only update I have for you. There wasn't many restrictions and that he responded well to the practice. And I would say that as long as we're not any setbacks here, that he'd be in line to play.
So that latter part, in case you didn't figure it out, was Ramondre Stevenson. The only guy listed on the injury report. He was limited. And Mike Vrabel said, barring any setbacks, you're going to get your number one running back on the field, I said, with a question mark.
But you can run up, down, and all over the Cincinnati Bengals, or so I believe. So a Mondre-Travion combo Sunday should be pretty dynamic.
All right, let's go to the guest line. As promised, former pal of WEEI, Mike Petralia, Trags, as he's known, down in CLNS land in Cincinnati. Trags, how we doing?
Let's see, I have it on good authority that your son, Thomas, is indeed the man.
Trags, you nailed it, man. I love that you got the good intel.
I was hoping I would.
What's up, buddy? It's great to hear from you. Thanks for joining us for a little intel behind enemy lines.
Yeah, well, it is my pleasure. It is always great to be on with you guys and always great to be on in the market that I spent 27 years covering and did so with great passion and great love. How's that?
That's great. Now let's stop beating around the bush. Is Joe Burrow playing?
So, is Andy, is that you?
Yes.
Andy, I don't think he is. And here's why I don't think he is. Because I think the Bengals were trying to ramp him up with full practice on Wednesday and Thursday. He was technically limited today. I think they wanted to ramp him up for Thursday night in Baltimore because they don't want him playing twice in 5 days on a surgically repaired left big toe. That grade 3 sprain of turf toe was no joke. And I think they don't want to re-injure that or, God forbid, something associated with it, like perhaps an Achilles. You don't want to take that risk. And I think there is significantly more risk if you try to push it twice in 5 days in an NFL competition type of setting. So that's why I don't think he's going to play. You know, I think Zach Taylor said all the right things to us in his media availability this afternoon about, you know, Joe Burrow doing all the right things, working as hard as he can to get back. No decision has been made. He'll see how the next 48 hours play out. But if you read the tea leaves, read between the lines, I think it'll be Joe Flacco on Sunday.
Oh, geez. Way to suck all the air out of the balloon, Trags.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do.
No, I mean, logically, I think a lot of us wanted Joe Burrow to play mostly just because we wanted the theater of Joe Burrow trying to return triumphantly to save the Bengals season, coming up against Drake May, you know, who's obviously hotter than a pistol and a firecracker right now. What's going on with the Bengals passing attack outside of a quarterback? Obviously, Flacco's had a great season, 12 touchdowns, 2 picks since he took over. What do you expect? So T. Higgins jumps to one, and then it's going to be a combination of everyone else filling in?
So it'll be Andre Yosivash at number two. And then somebody you should keep an eye on Sunday is Mitch Tinsley. Bengals love his attitude, love his work ethic. He flashed really well in the preseason, and I know preseason is the preseason, and he's only had 3 grabs for, I think, about 48 yards and a touchdown in the regular season so far. But trust is something that always comes up, whether it's with a quarterback or with the coaching staff. And both the quarterbacks that have played on this roster, Jake Browning and Joe Flacco, and obviously Joe Burrow, and the coaching staff, they all trust Mitch Tinsley when he gets on the field to be in the right place at the right time. So those are the guys you can look for.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
For Higgins, Yosivash, and Mitch Tinsley on Sunday.
Trags, you know we can get obnoxious around here when we have a good quarterback, like we did for 20. Well, we have a good quarterback again. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, you do.
Is there any reason to think the Patriots aren't going to move the ball up and down the field against this Bengals defense that every category I look in, they rank near the bottom of the league?
There is absolutely no reason for you not to think that. Zero. They should move it up and down the field. I mean, you know, I said this flippantly, but the Patriots should fall out of bed Sunday morning at their hotel in Greater Cincinnati and score 35 points. I mean, there's just no reason not to do that because the Bengals just don't have any playmakers. Trey Hendrickson is out again on Sunday. They don't get to the quarterback. Their biggest problem is tackling. They cannot bring ball carriers to the ground. You saw what Darnell Washington did against the Bengals in that one play at the end of the first half on Sunday. Granted, you know, maybe a 300-pound tight end, but you do have Hunter Henry. He should have a massive game on Sunday. Travion Henderson, I'm an Ohio guy, loved watching him play for the Buckeyes, have really enjoyed watching him play for the Patriots. He and I heard you at the top of the segment, Ramondre Stevenson, both of them should have big days, not only on the ground, but in the short passing attack. Bengals linebackers cannot stop tight ends and running backs. So that's where I would expect Josh McDaniels to target coming into the game. We'll see how the perimeter passing game does. The Bengals do have two cornerbacks, guys, that are impressive, and I think probably the highlight of their defense, and DJ Turner and Dax Hill. But beyond that, there's not a lot to hang your hat on if you're a Bengals defender.
Jeez, Trags, I know you were here for a quarter century, but it sounded more like you were talking up the Patriots than actually presenting a case for the Bengals. And I understand, because it's been such a disappointing season, and now seems like Burrow will be coming back only on Thanksgiving, probably too late to save the season as well. Get you out on this. If there's any way that the Bengals do hang in this game, it would be what?
Well, I think they get at least two turnovers, win the turnover margin by at least two. You know, the two I mentioned, DJ Turner and Dax Hill, certainly capable of picking off a pass or two. And even their safety, Jordan Battle, who has not had a good year, he has a couple of interceptions. You know, what you don't want Drake May to do is what he did at the end of the first half of the Tampa Bay game, try to force a play where it's not there and throw it into the end zone and have it picked off, something like that. If that happens too much, or if Ramondre Stevenson, who the last time the Bengals beat the Patriots in 2022 on Christmas Eve, he fumbled, but the Bengals don't have Von Bell to punch the ball out this time. But things like that, that's about the only way I see the Bengals having a chance of upsetting the Patriots on Sunday.
All right, Trags, appreciate the insight. Have a enjoy the game on Sunday, and then have a happy Thanksgiving.
You guys as well. It's always great to be on with you folks back in Boston.
Great to have you back, buddy. Thanks, Trags.
That is Mike Petralia, CLNS in Cincinnati. Trags, former Boston guy, says Joe Burrow not going to play.
Trags got to cover four World Series, six Super Bowls when he was here. First year he goes out to Cincinnati. Bengals go to the Super Bowl, and since then, yeah.
Well,
that
know.
Sounds like that. Like all of a sudden we were like talking ourselves into, hey, Burrow's going to play. It might be a better. Sounds like Sunday's going to be a massacre.
Yeah, no, it sounds like the Patriots could roll. You can update your pick.
Can I change my pick?
Okay. Well, it's odds and ends late in the 5 o'clock hour.
Hours.
You get
okay.
time to
all
fix
right,
that. Okay. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. Ted joins the fun, and we have our 3-point stances. And we're not supposed to tell you how to feel in our 3-point stance. So why is The Athletic telling me who to root for among NFL quarterbacks? They're not allowed to do that, and I'm going to yell at them next in my 3-point stance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.